How's your fantasy team doing, mate?
Oh, I haven't sat here in ages. Everyone's bored by this stage of the season now, aren't they?
That's enough out of you, you whiny limey. That's soccer, not football. And this is Paddy Power's NFL Fantasy. No season-long boredom, no excuses, and £1,000 in prizes each week. Check the podcast description for your direct link. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning.
Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy, and it is our daily fantasy weekly special, if that's not too much of a conundrum. OG alongside me, how you doing, man?
Look, I'm great. I've got a new haircut that I'm sporting this time around, the sort of the Motley Crue vibe that I've gone
for. Crue.
It's an exciting time to be around. And is it too early to mention the disaster you had again this week with the tournament?
Use the word disaster, OG. I think that's a little bit of a reach.
Is that right?
I like to think of it as a comeback performance, restoring my credibility as a daily fantasy player.
That might be the case.
It is the case.
Yet, two times in a row now, I've now beaten you.
Correct.
Last week, I made you put on the Aztec. by the way, it was a women's jacket. I didn't tell you that because you noticed that the buttons are on the opposite side.
It did me fine.
Perfectly.
It did me fine.
This week, I've got another treat for you. So this is again.
Here we go.
This is just what I would normally wear. So for me, it's not a punishment at all. But for you, it is. So this is this week's jacket.
I'm off it. Speaking of Motley Crue, love it. I'll be touring with the crew who have announced their comeback tour. This is great. Mate, I would have worn this. You know what? 20 years ago, I would have broken.
No,
hair wasn't as long as yours, but it wasn't far off.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's this week's punishment jacket.
Ooh, it's Macho Man. Actually, it is quite Ric Flair. I love this. All right, okay, let's make sure I do not lose three in a row. And I tell you what, you can laugh. You can chuckle at me, my friend. Just you wait. Statistically, I'm going to make sure, as Harry, our producer, takes a photo, I'm going to make sure that I win this week.
So if you win, does that mean I just have to wear some sort of Primark shirt or what? What happens if you
any other brand we were endorsed on this show?
Yeah, well, that's
on this
true.
Show as well. By austere, sedate, sharp, smart, yep. Classic. Yes, that's
perfect.
Exactly.
Okay,
we will find something special for you. But hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves before we even think about teams we're going to pick and the daily fantasy competition, which of course is live once again. The Nat Coombs Show has a listener league free to enter. Lots of cash prizes. If you're listening on the pod, just head over to our social channels at the NC Show. You'll see the link there. If you're watching this on YouTube, same thing at the NC Show, or have a look in the blurb. You'll find the link to get to the competition. Let's start with our stack quarterback wide receivers that we think are going to go big. OG, where are we going?
Absolutely. Well, this is the first time I've actually done that this season, and I'm going to Cleveland for my stack. I'm going for, of course, Baker Mayfield, who is currently worth £7,500. My wide receiver?
You got Jarvis?
Jarvis.
Yeah.
So obviously very tempted to go Odell Beckham because of the name, but in recent weeks I'm going to go for Jarvis. He is also worth £6,900, but on the Baker Mayfield side on the weekend, completed 17 of 32 passes for 193 yards with two touchdowns and no interceptions. So it's now the third straight game overall that Mayfield has accomplished a feat that has usually proven pretty elusive and difficult for him, which has been a mistake-free performance. So up against Miami as well at this week, it's a chance that he can really flex his muscle. Landry, on the other hand, has been limited at practice, as we know, but so is Odell Beckham Jr., and we just think that's just generally what happens at the moment, just precautionary. But he has been in elite form as well, and facing off against Miami in particular,
he's
20th ranked right in pass defense, 246 yards allowed per game. They're also breaking in two new starters at safety after Jones and McCain have been placed on the injury reserve. It's just a no-brainer for me. It could be a massive breakthrough game for that offense to start feeling really confident, and they can hopefully push on through there. But more hopefully, they're going to get me a lot of points. That's what I'm really hoping.
Love it. Love that pick. And of course, the Landry, was it a revenge game heading on Miami? Certainly,
there's a little bit of that.
Going back and laying it on thick. Love that. I'm going for my stack with the Atlanta Falcons pair of Matt Ryan. The Iceman is back. And Julio Jones, 7-9 for Matty Ryan, 8-4 for Julio Jones. What a resurgent side we're seeing. Their defense is playing, and when your defense plays, OG, it makes a lot of sense that actually you're giving your offense a bit of time off the field.
Totally.
and a bit of time to start getting stuff together. Tampa Bay, this is going to be a shootout to end all shootouts. I reckon Ben Isaacs on our Friday pod was suggesting there might be over 1,000 passing yards. Wow. I think we could be seeing 75, 80 points, maybe. Wow. It could be one of those games. It could be one of those games. I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping it is.
Again, let's just remember this when it's been, you know, 3 field goals and 1 touchdown.
Clip this bit up.
Yeah.
Between
what's
them.
A, what's a shootout?
They'll do what Cooper Kupp and Saquon did for me a few weeks ago. 1 point between them.
Mate, you keep bringing it up. Oh, I don't. Hey, so just remember that.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I'm over it. I've been talking to people about it. I'm okay with it. 20 points on average a game for Matt Ryan. Fantasy points a game this season. That's because the Falcons have been hit and miss, and Julio really off his typical levels, but I think they're gelling together. Tampa Bay, as we know, love to give up points, ranked 32nd in the NFL for that stat, and I see more of the same. So fill your boots, the two of you, please fill your boots. Right, going big, where are you heading?
Look, I'm going for the golden child of fantasy at the moment. It's Christian McCaffrey. I think I've gone him now, go big in the last 3 weeks, but yeah. He's just not disappointed. So at the moment, he's now worth £10,500, which is quite a look. But seriously, I cannot and simply won't ever look past him. On the weekend, we saw him tally 30 rushing yards on 14 carries and caught 11 of 14 targets for 121 receiving yards. Yeah. So he was extra dominant. And we've seen as well, he's actually been a little bit more efficient as of recent times. I would suspect going into this weekend, of course, against New Orleans, that they will struggle. And I'm actually thinking the Panthers will lose again. Mm. But that doesn't necessarily hurt his performance. So we looked on the weekend. They overall were quite poor in that loss. But his numbers speak for themselves. So I do think that they'll struggle against New Orleans, but I think that McCaffrey will have an absolute blinder again.
Carolina loses, McCaffrey wins, the OG wins.
Everyone's happy.
Viewers wins.
Other than Carolina.
Other than Carolina fans for that. Carolina, of course, Ric Flair's side.
Woo! Yeah.
So there we go. I'm going Derrick Henry is my go big
pick.
Nice. He's 8,400, Derrick Henry. Tennessee against Jacksonville, of course. He is just back in business. 188 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Chiefs before the bye week. So he's rested as well. Of course, averaging almost 28 fantasy points over his last 2 games. The Jaguars have a poor rushing D. They're ranked 29th out of 32 in terms of their rushing D. So it all stacks up for me. They're going to give the rock to Henry a lot this game. He's going to drive and ground and hopefully break out one or two.
Sorry, it's just give the rock a lot. It's all in the jacket. You've just become a rapper. You don't even know what's...
It's always been in me, OG.
Exactly.
It's always been
in me.
You've
just been a little bit of fur and then who knows?
Maybe next week we can wrap our picks.
I would love that.
Let's do that. That could be...
I would love that.
My forfeit.
I'm already into it.
If you lose, you're going to wrap at least one of your segments. That's going to be something I can't wait. Please win, fantasy team. Yeah, Derek Henry's going to help me get to the promised land. What about bargain picks? I'll go first on this one. I'm going to go Kareem Hunt. Fight. Don't tell me you were going Kareem Hunt.
I've got Kareem Hunt.
All right, okay. There we go. All right. You explain why and I'll go to one of my backup picks.
Okay. Well, as we know, for a value pick, it has to be under £6,000. Yeah. At the moment, Kareem Hunt. It's weird because we normally have a debate.
Proves
but I'm looking at you going...
Yeah,
no,
I like it. It proves we haven't rehearsed.
No, exactly right.
Not that we have ever rehearsed.
No, true. But he is rated £5,600. Yeah. And this is probably the week that... Cleveland will be most popular. Mm. So don't sleep on Kareem Hunt. He's logged at 55% snap rate since his return from suspension and has caught 13 passes in those 2 games. So I think you'll see his workload increased. But that's why I think Kareem Hunt.
Love it.
I'm surprised if you disagree, but what are your thoughts?
Completely agree.
Yeah.
They seem to be mixing it, you know, factoring him into the offense rightly or wrongly, giving him in the running offense certainly, despite the fact Nick Chubb is rolling. It's Miami. Yep. We know they're a bad defense, particularly against the run. 5-6. Yeah, love it. I'll sneak in then, seeing as you've gone there. Josh Gordon. Mm. Gamble pick, of course. That's what bargain pick. Sorry, it's 5-1, Josh Gordon. Now, of course, at Seattle. I think they will look to him against Philly a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a boom or bust pick. Philly's secondary and pass defense, of course, questionable, I think it's fair to say. I think Russell Wilson will... be going downfield a lot. They do have a balanced offense, of course, but I think Josh Gordon just could get a sneaky. Yeah. And if he is going to break out a couple of plays, they could be big plays. So
hey,
Josh
Gordon, 5-1. You say boom or bust, but 5.1, that's pretty good either way. So whatever happens there, it's not the end
exactly.
of the world, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, roll the dice on him. Conversely, which are players, or maybe some players, or a player even, I'll get there in the end, that you think we should avoid this week because they don't represent the value on the board.
Well, I wonder if we've gone the same again. That'd be very controversial indeed. But it's off the back of my Kareem Hunt pick, and this week I'm avoiding Nick Chubb. So he is now worth £8,200. Is he a great player? Yes. Does he average over 15 fantasy points per game? Yes, I'm not doubting that. But we've seen that at least for one more game, Kareem Hunt's workload didn't impact on him too much. Mm. But I think that won't be the case this week. I think we'll see that sort of shift in balance really even out a little bit more, possibly even go to Hunt's side, maybe just a little bit. Well, that, I mean, that remains to be seen. But again, it goes down to the fact that he is worth £8,200. And if Kareem Hunt at 5.6 is getting the same amount of workload, the financially, it just doesn't add up.
Makes a lot of sense, OG. I like that. A thought here about Amari Cooper against New England, because he's banged up a little bit, so there's a kind of question mark about his health. And I think it'll be a difficult game, of course, for the Cowboys full stop against this New England secondary, this New England defense. I think it's a risky play at 7-7. But Saquon Barkley is my avoid, 7-9. And I've backed Saquon a few times this season, and that hasn't worked out well for me. So now what inevitably will happen is I avoid him.
You've broken up with him. You're like, I love you. And now I don't want to see your face ever
again. Stop talking anymore, me and Saquon. 7-9. He's a lot of money. Yeah. And the Giants against Chicago at Soldier Field, I'm just not convinced about it. And I don't know, there's been talk that, and this is a great rushing D, of course, good rushing defense, of course, I should say, of Chicago, top 10 rushing D. There's talk that Saquon is banged up. They might even wind him down for the rest of the season. So I think it's high risk for 7,900. There's better value elsewhere.
It absolutely is. I mean, considering that Christian McCaffrey is 10.5, and I understand that that's still a little bit more, but he's guaranteeing.
He's a sure thing.
Yeah, he is absolutely guaranteeing your points there. So it's a no-brainer.
Big time. My defense.
Yes.
I'm going Steelers at the Bengals. Are you as well?
This is a beautiful moment. This is a big day for us.
It's a special moment.
We've agreed on things.
Let's just take a moment.
Felt good.
Yes, it did. Well, I'll tell you what, fourth in sacks, second in deceptions, first in fumble recoveries. This is a playmaking defense. You know the routine by now, gang. If you're going to go for a D, yes, of course, you want them to limit the points the opposition gets. But ideally, you want to get a defense that is going to score some points as well. So that's why I love Pittsburgh in this matchup against Cincinnati. Forget about it.
Well, I think that's probably what I'm more looking at, considering, yes, Pittsburgh's worth £5,000. So it's quite costly for a defense, admittedly. Yeah. But the Bengals in particular haven't surpassed 17 points in over five games, while their quarterback Finley has been he's been a disaster, really, at this stage, completing 47.5% of his passes. It's not been great.
More passes than that in the
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, in Madden, but still.
Sure.
You know, it's still the same thing, yeah.
There we go. All right. So we're going to put our teams together. We're going to roll those out.
Yes.
On at the NC show, you'll see our head-to-heads on our social media channels, head-to-heads for the third week in a row. Mm. And you can go head-to-head as well. As I say, our listener league is live. Sunday, 6 o'clock games. You've got to pick players from those games, and it's free to enter. You can win cash prizes. Plenty of you have been doing that already, so get involved, get stuck in. Very best of luck, and please, 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 much as I love this poison throwback, I want to win this so I can get OG something very special to wear next week.
I cannot wait wear beige and more of an angry muffin sort of color,
just classic Rat Pack style. We'll see you next week. Beige.
You're a classic beige operator.